Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One of the most influential photographers of the 20th century, Irving Penn, once said, quote, "What I yearn for as a photographer is someone who will connect the work of photographers to that of sculptors and painters of the past." Well, that's what he did with his work for 70 years, whether it was shooting a cover for Vogue or capturing a piece of street debris or creating a striking commercial ad campaign. Penn referred to his style as photographism, a combination of graphic art, sculptural images, and printmaking. Photographism is also the name of a new exhibit at Chelsea's Pace Gallery. The show features a diverse groupings of his work, including handwritten sketches and notes that give us a glimpse of his process. Our next guest had a front row seat to the great photographer at work. Vasilio Zazzi began as an apprentice to the master photographer. Zazzi is now deputy director of the Irving Penn Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Allison. Pleasure to be on the program with you.
Irving Penn was actually from our area, from New Jersey. How did he get into photography?
That's correct. He was born in Plainfield, New Jersey in 1917. And he got into photography through his studies at the Philadelphia Industrial School, the Philadelphia School of Industrial Art, I believe is the name of the institution, which has since changed names. An influential professor at his school was Alexei Brodovich, the great graphic designer, and Penn originally trained as a painter, but also did acquire a camera during those years and began taking pictures. And that eventually led to him documenting a trip through the American South on his way to Mexico, where shortly after completing his studies, where he wanted to spend a year painting. And unfortunately for, he concluded at the end of his time in Mexico that the his efforts as a painter were failures. So he had destroyed all of the paintings that he had made while in Mexico, and returned to New York, and while working as an art director he was not only illustrating but also contributing pictures. Mm-hmm. So that eventually led to him being hired by Alexander Lieberman at Vogue magazine in 1943, where he took his very first cover picture photograph for the magazine in 1943, and the rest is history.
The name of the show is Photographism. I tried to explain what that means. What does it mean? Help us understand what this means and what it meant to Irving Penn.
Good question. I think I struggle with it myself. During my years working with Penn, I joined his staff as an apprentice, studio apprentice, in 1996. And it was a very active studio that always had many ongoing projects. There was a corner of the studio which had a very tall rack of shelving where we would typically store projects that were in work, as well as projects that just the ideas were developing for Penn. And I remember that one of those boxes or files for projects was Photographism. And it was a kind of an area where these various containers would serve as catch-alls for sketches or notes or some kind of clipping that would serve as inspiration for Penn. And photographism was one of them. He did not explicitly explain what it was to us, his studio staff at the time. It's a concept that began before I arrived at his studio, but if I were to attempt at decoding what photographism means, it centered on photographs or reproductions of Penn's work, whether it be posters or print advertising, that were visually striking. That's where the graphic element comes in, and also clearly communicated his idea. They were the type of pictures that clearly defined the flavor of Penn's pictures. Vivid imagery, very basic or simple in appearance, but also enormously complex in concept. And we see a little bit of that. We see actually a lot of that in the exhibition, and not only the fine art photographs that are hanging in the galleries, but also through material that is in the vitrines, but also a monitor that has been set up that cycles through posters and print advertising that Penn had, as well as editorials from Vogue magazine that Penn had worked on. So it's, I think if I had to sum it up, it's his visual signature.
My guest is Vasilios Zatzi, Deputy Director of the Irving Penn Foundation. We're talking about photographism at Pace Gallery in Chelsea until February 13th. Yeah, the show is, the photos are in different groupings, each sort of exploring a different way that he communicated. And there's one very recognizable face in the show. It's a portrait of Pablo Picasso. What was different about his celebrity portrait work?
What was a key takeaway for me in terms of my presence during those portrait sittings is that Penn wanted his subjects to reveal themselves to the camera. In other words, to strip back this veneer, this polished veneer, that they may have had upon entering his studio because of their, say, celebrity status, and be at ease in front of the camera and reveal a part of themselves that might make them a little uncomfortable, might catch them off guard. It could be just a brief moment where they turned a certain way or reached for something, and Penn may have felt that that was the moment that was most interesting to him. I think he typically would allow the subject to be at ease, meaning he would usually spend time sharing tea and conversation for 15 minutes or half hour's time until he felt that they had let their guard down.
Yeah.
And that's when the portrait sitting would begin.
Is there one photo in the exhibit that you'd really love people to spend time in front of?
If I had to choose one, it would be Bedside Lamp. And that was a photograph that Penn made very late in his life. And it's a photograph of a lamp that he had acquired as a young man on the Bowery, as he had told the story to us. And it was literally the lamp next to his bedside. And It was an object that he considered an old friend. And in a way, it's a still life, but in many ways, it's also a portrait. Perhaps whether it's the portrait of the lamp or self-portrait of Penn, but I think there's a great deal of meaning in that picture, and I think the longer one gazes at it and is mesmerized by the color that emits from the tarnished brass shade, I think it's I know it's a very meaningful picture because of what the lamp meant to Penn and at what point in his life that he took the picture. And it's also a vividly striking image.
It's quite beautiful. The show Photographism is running at Pace Gallery in Chelsea through February 13th. I've been speaking with Vasilio Zazzi, Deputy Director of the Irving Penn Foundation. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you, Allison. This was a treat.